15th chapter of the Revelation letter. It's a very short chapter. I believe the shortest chapter that is in the book. Just 8 verses. Somewhat difficult to me in that I have a little difficulty finding the exact time frame in which the scenes that are here apply. Other than that, the symbols seem to be very much the same that we've been studying, and pretty easy to identify, other than just when these things were to take place. In the 14th chapter, we studied last Sunday, the light of John began with the scene there, where he saw the Lamb of God standing on Mount Zion, or at the head of the church, and with him 144,000 souls that were redeemed from the earth. And he took us through then the history of time through the dark ages and to the time near the end when the earth was reaped, first the righteous and then the wrath of God upon the wicked. But today he changes the scene and says, I saw another sign in heaven. We want to keep in mind as we study that another sign, that this is a book of signs, the entire book of Revelation that we've been studying. It started out, chapter 1, verse 1, saying that he, that is Christ, sent and signified these things unto his servant John by his angel. That is signified to show him by signs. And here he says another sign, different to that he's been talking about. And he says it's in heaven. Whether heaven here is the eternal city or whether it's the kingdom of heaven, the church, I'm not exactly sure. But anyway, what he saw, what happens, is the thing that we want to get, the important message. He saw 7 angels having 7 last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. Now we want to note the 7 there, meaning all, as we've said before. We have noted in this study already several sevens. We started out studying the 7 letters to the 7 churches. We studied the book that was sealed, the 7 seals, and the opening of those 7 seals and the events that took place when they were opened. We had the sounding of the 7 trumpets and the 7 thunders that uttered their voice in chapter 10, I believe, where John was told not to write the things that the 7 thunders uttered. But here we have 7 plagues, and we're told they're the last plagues. That is, when these plagues are poured out upon the earth, if I understand it correctly, that's all of them. That's the last. But when they begin, is a time that is a little difficult for me to establish. It evidently is before the Dark Ages, because we notice a little bit further on the temple of the Tabernacle of Testimony was open. I interpret that to mean the church, the gospel age, when people could come in through the church. But in the very end then, it's closed again. Very end of this chapter, that is. But John said he saw 7 angels. We know that angels are messengers, representatives. And to them were given, or they had, the 7 last plagues. For in them was filled up the wrath of God. All of God's wrath that is left to be poured out to be in these 7 last plagues. John says, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. We have maintained throughout this study that the word sea symbolizes people, water symbolizes people, and that the sea usually symbolizes the religious or church people. So John saw here a sea of glass That would be transparent, clear. That would be righteous people. That would be the saved of the earth. And he said, they stood upon, let me see, all the concealed glass was mingled with fire. I believe that would be the word of God by which they were saved. For they had gotten the victory over the beast that we've been studying, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, and they stood upon the sea of glass, having the hearts of God. We have already established in former chapters that these hearts were human voices. And the very next verse verifies that, because with those hearts they sang. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Now, the fact that these people sung two songs there, the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, indicates to me that this is a mixed audience. This constitutes a combination of those people that were saved under the old law, by the law of Moses, or not by it, but in its time, they were saved by the blood of Christ, and those that are saved in the gospel age through Christ, through obedience to his gospel. Because they sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, both praising God, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thy King of saints. Then he asked the question, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? Who can stand in God's presence and not without fear? Or who can fail in the presence of his glory to glorify his name? For thy only are holy, and all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. All nations, he said, would come and worship before God. Not all people of all nations, never. There'll always be wicked people. Christ said only a few, relatively speaking, in any place would be saved. But all nations, people of all nations, that indicates to me, and it says shall, meaning present tense, that there was still time there for the gospel to go forth into all nations, and people from all nations would be saved by it. For thy judgments are made manifest. Thy judgments are shown. We talked about last Sunday, the beginning of God's judgment came with the gospel. Not the end of the judgment, the final day of judgment is to come in the hereafter, but the day of judgment beginning with the revelation of God's will through the gospel. God has revealed through the gospel his judgment, what manner of judgment we're going to have. They're manifest, shown. And after that, I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. Now, the temple, we're told throughout the study of the New Testament, is the church. And he says it's open. The temple of the tabernacle of the testimony of Christ in heaven, in the church, is open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. These seven angels now that we saw in the beginning, they had these seven plagues. They came out from the temple, or out of the temple, having these seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen. In chapter 19 and verse 8, we read that this white linen is the righteousness of the saints. So we see these angels represent the righteous people that have these plagues to be bestowed upon the earth. And they were girded with golden girdles about their breast. Now the breast, to me, symbolizes the center of the being, where the emotions, the understanding, the will is, the soul, so to speak. And it was girded or protected with the golden girdle. Golden means truth. That is, with the word of truth, they were protected. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. Now let us notice there one of the four beasts. Back in chapter 4, verse 4, chapter 4 and chapter 5, we talked about these four beasts that stood before the throne, representing the four quarters or large nations of the earth. And we mentioned them again last Sunday in the 14th chapter. He said one of them, I don't know which one it might be, gave unto these angels seven golden vials. Now they already had the plagues. We saw that in the first chapter. But he said he gave unto them the golden vial. That is a vessel through which to pour out, to dispense of these plagues, the wrath of God upon the earth. The wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God, from his power. No man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. The only time that I can ever understand or harmonize with this, that the temple, that is the church of the Lord, was closed to men entrance, since it came into being in the beginning of the gospel age, was during the dark ages, when the light of the gospel is taken away and the smoke of false teaching, superstition, ignorance, and confusion darkened the spiritual atmosphere that we studied back in chapter 9, I believe, when that bottomless pit was opened and the smoke came out of that pit. This here says that it was filled from the glory of God. Now, we can read several places in the Old Testament where the glory of God came down and it filled places with smoke and people could not see for it. And I understand that God's presence is such as no one in the flesh can stand in his presence. When he's come down on the mountain and spoke to the children of Israel, the children of Israel besought Moses that he wouldn't speak to them anymore, that he deal with God and tell them what God said, because it frightened them so they didn't want to hear it. Moses said, "I exceedingly fear and tremble," according to the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. But this glory here seems to be from the presence of God, but it is filled the temple till the temple is closed to man's entrance. If it was only, or it had to be only for a time, and the only time that I could figure that would fit this would be the Dark Ages, because this chapter, as I said last Sunday, appears to be a time of preparation for something else that's going to happen. These vials of wrath, these seven plagues, are not poured out in this chapter. We see the angels with them, ready to pour them out, but they're poured out upon the earth, as we studied in the 16th chapter, and they come from the wrath of God. And when they were poured out, after they were poured out, then the light of the gospel came back, and the church was open again through the gospel to people entering in. But this says in the last verse, they could not enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. If that's not the explanation of that, the glory of God, smoke was from the glory of God, but God used the things that went on in the world, the darkness from the false teaching that had darkened the spiritual atmosphere, he used it for a time till he could pour out his vials of wrath, the plague, upon these wicked people and bring about the light of the gospel again, as we will see in the 16th and 17th. I believe the 16th and the 17th chapter consists of pouring out of the vials or the wrath of God to these plagues upon the world, and the judgment of that great wicked city or church that had brought about the Dark Ages. Next Sunday, the Lord willing, we will study the 16th chapter and study the beginning of the pouring out of those plagues, those seven last plagues, that it's called. Now, when we speak of seven, we speak of all in that category. And when we speak of last, we mean there won't be any more. Because we read in the first chapter, first verse of the chapter, in them is filled up the wrath of God, the final wrath of God, all that hadn't already been poured out, to be poured out in these last plagues. And let's study that chapter, 16th chapter, for our lesson next Sunday, and see what we can get out of it.